passing through the man. Out at the navel the spearhead came, and on his knees he fell with a loud cry. The blinding cloud of death enveloped him as he sprawled out, his entrails held in his hands before him. Hector saw his brother Polydorus fallen aside against the earth, his entrails in his hands, and mist of death veiled Hector's eyes as well. He could not hang at a distance any longer, but shook his spear and ran upon Achilles like a wild flame. When the Achaeans saw him, he gave a start and prayed, "The man is near, who most has hurt my heart. He took the life of the friend I had so cherished. May we two not shrink from one another any longer upon the open ground of war." He glared under his brows at Hector and gave a shout, "Come on, come on straight! You will make it all the sooner to the edge of doom." But Hector answered without fear, "Achilles, why suppose you can frighten me with words like a small boy? I too have some gift for jeers and insults. You are strong, I know, and I am far from being a match for you, but on the gods' great knees these matters lie. Poorest of men, compared to you, by heaven I still may take your life with one spear cast. My spearhead, too, has had its cutting power." Even as he spoke, he hefted and let fly. And with a puff of wind, Athena turned the spearhead from Achilles in his glory, a wind puff like a sigh. The spear came back to Hector, falling at his feet. Achilles put all his heart into a lunge to kill him, raising a wild cry, but Apollo caught the Trojan up, god-fashion, with great ease, and hid him in a white cloud. Then three times the great battlefield runner, Prince Achilles, lunged with his spear. Three times he cleft the cloud, but when, beside himself, he lunged a fourth time, then he vented a blood-chilling cry, "You got away from death again, you dog! The evil hour came near you, but Apollo saved you again. I'm sure you pray to him on entering spear play. Even so, I'll kill you later, on sight, if I too have a god beside me. I can tackle others now, whatever Trojan I may find." With this, he jabbed and wounded Dryops in the neck, then left him fallen at his feet, and turned on Demuchus, Philetor's rugged son, whom he checked with a spear thrust at the knees, then killed with a swinging blow of his long sword. Next he took on Laogonus and Dardanus, Bias's sons, and forced them from their chariot, one with a spear cast, one slashed by the sword. Then Tros, Alastor's son, sank at his knees and begged the Achaean to take him prisoner, to spare a man his own age, not to kill but pity him.